Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. And this week, following on from Easter, I want to reflect on the centrality of the cross. And today we think about how the cross is the power of God. Let's read from 1 Corinthians 1:17 to 18. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Today's lesson, let's make the message of the cross central to our message, because it is the power, God's power, to save. What is central in your life? If you're anything like me, you'll spend a lot of time thinking about food, maybe, or doing things you enjoy, how long until your next holiday, what you're going to do in the future. There are many good things for us to enjoy and aim for, but all good things are kept in their right place as we put the cross and what the cross means and what the cross achieves at the centre of our lives. Like the sun at the centre of our solar system, with the gravity keeping its planets in the right orbit, so may our lives be kept in right order by the centrality, keeping the cross central in our lives. As we reflect on today's text, may we recommit ourselves to the message and the power of the cross. We may be tempted to rely on our own eloquence or wisdom when sharing our faith, but it's ultimately the message of the cross that has power to save. It's through the message of the sacrifice of Christ that one is reconciled to God and one receives eternal life. As we share our story of why we're Christians, as we share our story, share our testimony, let's ensure that it's a story that revolves around the cross. Recently, we baptized a few people, and baptism's a wonderful symbol of what Jesus has done for us. But as I met with people to talk about their story, how they're going to share, why they're being baptized, I encourage them, make sure that the gospel is at the heart of your story, that Jesus died and rose again to save them. Because I want everybody to hear that it was visiting on Sunday. I wanted everybody to hear the gospel from them. As interesting as our stories are, let's make sure that the cross is at the centre of our story. Let's also remember that the message of the cross may seem like foolishness to those who do not believe. Just because it's the power of God doesn't mean to say that we won't face opposition and ridicule. And we must be prepared, and I find this hard, we must be prepared to be rejected if we're going to share this powerful message of God. It's the power of God to save. And the Holy Spirit uses it to change people. So let's not allow people's opposition to rob us of our confidence in this message. So in response, let's make the message of the cross central to our message, because it has the power to save. As we go about our day, let us keep the centrality of the cross in our hearts and minds. Let us seek to share the message of the cross with others, not relying on our own strength or wisdom, but on the power of God's love demonstrated through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. God bless you.